Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Oh, there's definitely a war on for your mind, your body, your soul. We're talking to Lauren and Mass. I agree that this isn't going well for them in the House. They're going to pass it. It's going to go in the Senate. But the dirty tricks they're going to pull, we need to be aware of those. I mean, what are we going to do if, say, a black college gets attacked and 300 poor black people get killed? And it's some guy running around saying, I love Trump, I love Trump. I mean, you know they've got that wound up. You know the deep state's trying to pull that. So they've got some serious wild cards up their sleeves.
I think that you are unaware that something's happening in the nation. I live in Revere, Massachusetts, one of the most mixed places in the country. Muslims, Latinos, Chinese, very mixed. And I walk around with my InfoWars Trump-Pence shirt. I don't care. I am who I am.
Beautiful.
And people know what's up, sir. People understand what's happening, that they indicted him on the most ridiculous. What was that? He didn't do what we told him to do. Are you kidding me? He's the president with unlimited power.
Well, unlimited the separation of powers unless he commits a crime against the people, and then they'd have a real reason, exactly. But executing his office faithfully, he is allowed to keep whatever he wants away from Congress, and the idea that he doesn't submit to them is totally true. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Yeah, I went down to the Christmas tree to shoot some videos. It was mainly Hispanic Americans, but a lot of folks didn't speak English. It looked like they weren't from here. They were all the ones going, Merry Christmas, and yeah, you're right, and broken English saying, yes, war on Christmas, we know about it, war on the family. And so, yeah, the globalists are losing, trying to turn all the minorities into racist idiots. It's not working. It's why they're panicking. Let's take another call here. Let's go ahead. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's take a call from Andre in New York. You're on the air. Andre, thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Andrea, I'm sorry I read your name wrong. I'm a dummy.
That's okay.
So, Andrea is a very pretty name. Sorry.
That's okay. First of all, I want to thank you for what you're doing, and I commend Owen Schroyer for yesterday. I thought that he was very brave in what he did. I'm calling from New York, okay? I live in a suburb outside of New York. I'm a woman. I'm a suburban woman. And I want to tell you that what you are promoting around the country is great, but there's a problem in New York. Now, we all grew up with Trump. We all know Trump's background before he became president. There are a lot of people that love him, including Jerry Nadler, that loved him before he became president, was always asking him for money. We know the backstory of his life. However, my problem is I want to get involved and do what you are telling the guests to do, but I have a problem. I work in New York City. There was one incident where I was walking to a client. I was in a building. There was this crazy lady screaming and yelling and carrying on about something that happened with the abortion or whatever, and she turned to me and she said to me, and what do you think? And I've learned that I have to keep my mouth shut, because if I don't, they will attack us. I know a bunch of people that have been attacked.
No, you're right. The left, the governor said if Christians and conservatives and gun owners and pro-libers should get out of the state. So you're saying if you speak out, you'll be fired, you'll be physically attacked. You're living in a Soviet nightmare, and you're letting other Americans know that New York's not free right now?
No, New York is not free. So I didn't say nothing. I didn't have any garb on or anything, which I would love to wear. I'd love to wear your T-shirts. I love to wear everything with Trump. Keychain, but that's about it.
But you're living under such a Soviet tyranny that you can't do it. I mean, listen, I know in blue areas like of Austin, they will physically attack you if you're wearing a Trump shirt or an InfoWars shirt. And I understand, and I go out as a man and do it as an exercise of free speech and as a stunt. And it shows us how far we've gotten, I mean, how far we've gone down.
Right. And what I'm trying to say is that I wanted to finish the story. So she's yelling at me, and I said, I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't know what you're talking about. I proceed to go in the elevator. It was totally packed. She turns around to me, and she says to me, you're one of those. You listen to the guy with the tin hat. I swear she said that. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Screaming, yelling, trying. I said, get away from me. Get
Hold
out
on. Listen, Gerald Celente's popping in, and we'll go back to calls, but don't hang up, Andrea. I want to hear this story. Oh, yeah, I'm the archetype of the devil now to these people. With all these shows,
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the info war.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Dems charge Trump with abuse of power, obstruction of Congress, not submitting to them. Gerald Celente, Trends Forecaster's got his list of trends for 2020 coming out today. We're going to be talking to him in a moment, and we'll continue on with phone calls. Dave, Tyler, Bobby, Dennis, Danny, Bart, Ryan, Tyler, Gordon. Calls from Hawaii to Washington, from Arizona to Virginia, from Oregon to Pennsylvania. We're going to be taking your calls. I wanted to finish up with Andrea in New York. If you just joined us, she was talking about in New York, you get fired from your job if you support Trump or Americana or, you know, the trade war against China that Pelosi's been, you know, trying to help China block Trump on. And she said that this woman was yelling and screaming about people that weren't for abortion, and then she wouldn't say anything to the woman. So the woman got on the elevator with her and said, oh, you listen to that tinfoil hat guy on the internet. That's what I'm called by these people. So she was finishing up the story about they're so looking for enemies now that they will target you. Devin Nunes was on Fox this morning. He talked about he was in New York yesterday before he flew back to D.C., to be on Fox News. He said in his hotel, a man with what looked like grandchildren came up and said, we're going to get you, Russian agent. And that's what happens to me. They go, we're going to kill you. We're going to put you in prison. This is what, you're a Russian agent, you're a white supremacist. They do this. So finish up your story, ma'am, please.
Yeah. So anyway, I kept my mouth shut and she was trying to get in my face and it was very crowded and the people looked very nervous. Nobody was sticking up for me or even, you know, going with her. So I said, get out of my face. I said, I'm not going to get into an encounter with you. And she says, and she starts telling me, what are you doing to your body? And you know what he is and all, you know, talking about you and talking about President Trump. So as she gets out of the elevator and the door is halfway closed, I turn to her and I said, you're lucky I didn't take your hair and knock you out. But that's all I can do. From President Trump and Melania Trump and all through the mail asking me to represent my district. I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid to speak up. So I feel like I'm living in like.
No, I understand. And Jonathan Turley, the liberal constitutional lawyer who voted for Obama and who voted for Hillary, he's now getting death threats and so is his dog. And then the national news station where he said it took the video offline. And I've got that article on InfoWars.com, but only the text because the video has been taken down. Jonathan Turley, then they threatened my dog for defending Trump in impeachment hearings when all he was doing was defending the rule of law. So God bless you, Andrea. You're calling into radio. You're speaking out. You can do things online. You can covertly put up InfoWars stickers that are free in every order. But, yes, I understand. That's why I wanted to have you on and hold you over so Gerald Celente, before he gets into these trends, he's just popping in briefly. I really appreciate him being on with us today, just giving us a boil down of what's coming out in his new Trends Journal for the year, his big one. And, boy, has he been accurate, so we really appreciate him being here with us. He's in Kingston, New York, and I wonder how popular populism is there. But, yes, in many blue cities, being pro-gun, being pro-Trump, being pro-America. Now the Democrats love war. They're against Trump trying to end these wars. How do you respond to that? How do you respond to the governor of New York saying, if you're pro-Second Amendment, get out of the state? I mean, this is real bullying, Gerald.
Yeah, it is. It's only going to get worse as we see it. And I've never seen the country so divided, and it's so sad because you mentioned about, you know, the Russian agent stupidity. The whole thing without one shred of evidence, and they keep going back. How come Hillary Clinton lost because of the Russians? No, Hillary Clinton lost because people couldn't stand her. I mean, you know, both her and Trump, by the way, had very high negative poll ratings in terms of personality. It was like 63% of the people didn't care for her. But look at how we have been taught to hate the Russians. Look how we're being taught now to hate the Chinese and the Iranians and on. And the people pick up sound bites. Same thing with Trump. So now it's we're going to go into an election like I've never seen with such a split in the nation like the one going on now. So you're going to have, as we see it, the majority. And we're talking about New Yorkers, California. That's a whole different world compared to the rest of the nation, the East Coast and West Coasts. So you're going to have the popular vote, as we see it, go against Trump. But as I mentioned, one of our top trends is Trump 2020 by default. And it's default of the Democrats. They don't have anybody to run up against him. He's going to win the swing states with the candidates set up as they are now.
I agree, but the Democrats are trying to set up civil unrest ahead of them. What are the wild cards that Trump should look out for, in your view?
Well, as far as them setting up civil unrest, the people that support Trump will get out stronger than those against him, depending on who's running against him. So if you've got a Joe Biden, you're not going to get young people. The young people are not going to go nuts over that Bernie Sanders had his day and Elizabeth Warren doesn't have it. So the wild
Tulsi Gabbard,
are,
so the establishment didn't try to block her beat Trump?
I think Tulsi Gabbard, to me, is the best wild card. And again, that might be a sentiment, and I try not to be put my heart into these things, but she is anti-war. And as being a veteran and worked in the medical section of that, she saw the suffering, you know, of the soldiers coming in and being wounded.
You talk about one of the roughest places is in the medical corps, my God.
And that's why she's so against it, because the people have no clue of what war is. So I think she's the only wild card. But as the Trump card that could play against him, you don't know what's going to happen with the economy. The markets are artificially propped up, as we know with the repo markets. I mean, nobody's ever heard of a repo market before. And the Feds have pumped in over $3 trillion since.
And that's my next question. What is your analysis for next year in the economy?
The economy should do okay because I believe they're going to lower interest rates again, probably two times at least. We may be down to zero to negative interest rate policy by next year. There's a global slowdown. And you could look at these job numbers that came out, but when you look behind them, they're not great. The jobs that were created, like in ambulatory services, you know, healthcare, working in restaurants, hospitality sector, they don't pay a lot. There's a global slowdown. India, China, again, the economy globally is going to slow down continually. They're going to have to prop up the American economy. So I think this year, next time, will be like we are today. It'll be more of the same, but a little worse. And the Democrats are not coming up with anything to give a better solution. All they're saying is, we're going to increase your taxes, spend more money, and that's not going to work to improve the economy.
What are your predictions on the impeachment? I think you said it. It is going to pass in the House, fail in the Senate.
It makes no difference. It's going to blow away. By this time next year, it'll be forgotten. It's a waste of time. And as I said, it's going to be a negative for Biden. Because there's going to become more and more information coming out about the dirty deals that Big Joe did for his little boy Hunter.
What is Schiff going to do when he finally is forced to come in the Senate? I mean, they're going to get in a lot of trouble in the Senate once what they've done comes out. I mean, the illegal spying on the media that Schiff's doing, that guy's a maniac.
Exactly. And again, he's a warmonger besides. I mean, by their deeds you shall know him. But again, how did his little boy Hunter get a job in Ukraine making $50K plus a month and didn't know anything about the energy business who had been to Ukraine? What am I, 6 years old? I got to swallow this crap? And that's what the people are going to feel because they don't like Joe Biden already. He ain't that popular.
All right, we're going to break, Gerald Celente. What are some of the other big trends coming out in your trends forecast for 2020?
The new world disorder, it's going on around the world, from Ecuador to Chile to Sudan to Zimbabwe to Lebanon to France. This is going wild. And add another one on to that. The homeless, poof, we haven't seen the beginning of the homeless trend.
All right, so break down the worldwide upsurge in rioting and homelessness and what's behind it. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
He's got his big trends of next year coming out. Find more details there on the site. Find his daily shows. He does as well. He also guest hosts with us. We really appreciate it. We only hear a few more minutes. Plunging into global trends, you have been for a long time saying homelessness is going to increase. The civil unrest is going to get really bad. And you've been tracking that very accurately. Tell us what's happening, and then tell us why it's happening, and then where you think it's going.
The what's happening on the New World Disorder, it's basically one issue, income inequality. You know what I say, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it, and they're losing it. They're fighting for their lives. So now think about it. You think we have an immigration problem now? We haven't seen anything yet. Because the global economy is slowing down. That's a fact. It's there. You're seeing these revolutions and civil wars and demonstrations and unrest all over the globe. As I said, Ecuador, Chile, Colombia, Bolivia, Peru, Lebanon, Hong Kong, Algeria, Sudan, Zimbabwe. You go all over the world. Now, the economy slows down. Go back to 1930. You had 2 billion people on the planet. In 90 years, we added 5.5 billion people. Now you've got to slow down an economy. You have civil unrest. You think people are going to try to leave where they are because of war, because of violence, because of corruption, because of poverty? So now, where are they going to go? They're going to try to go to places where they're going to be safe. Are they going to find jobs? No. You're not going to find jobs in America because this economy is not creating those kind of jobs, and we're seeing more and more homeless. There's going to be homeless problems all over the world in a city, town, village near you. It's just going to increase, and they're doing nothing to prepare for this. And I have some solutions because people say, you know, you say about what's going on, how are you going to fix it? Well, as you know, I'm up here in Kingston, New York. It's the foothills of the Catskill Mountains. Used to be a thing called the Borscht Belt. Back in the day, all the great entertainers came up to the Catskills. Those places are all gone. The beautiful Catskill Mountains. How about taking people out of these housing developments and all these people and sleeping on the streets and putting them in these beautiful places and fix them up? And now they could farm, they could cook, they could make things.
Instead, they never do that for citizens and veterans. They bring in unskilled people, mainly from the Middle East, put them on welfare, and put them in areas like that. But you're absolutely right, and we need a renaissance here. Instead, the UN and the globalists are weaponizing the third world, making them hate the West, and getting ready to bring them in during the collapse as a political weapon.
Yeah, and again, even the ones we have here already, it's terrible. So, in other words, let's take some real money, and it isn't a lot considering the $1 trillion we spend on a defense budget.
Just create economic development zones that are tax-free to move people into the rural, gorgeous areas and revitalize what's already waiting there. I mean, what, just 30, 40 years ago, what, didn't Rodney Dangerfield have a club up in the Catskills? I mean, everybody went up there.
Huh? Yeah, all the greats.
Yeah.
So now you have this beautiful land and all the state land, federal land. We can work to do these, but people are not looking ahead.
By the way, I've been in the Catskills. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. And like you said, it's a freaking ghost town.
Yeah, a lot of them. And, of course, a lot of them's coming back. But there's that. So now, you know, I was at a party. and a guy worth, I'm saying, in the $30-$50 million range. All he kept doing is talking about Trump. You can't stand Trump, can't stand Trump. And I said, are you looking at the things going on around the world? He knew nothing about what was going on in the places I'm talking about. Bolivia, Ecuador, Chile, Colombia, Peru, Lebanon, nothing.
Venezuela.
Nothing. So what I'm saying is people are not preparing for what's coming down.
And they don't even want to have any border while the third world is collapsing and been weaponized.
Exactly. And what I'm saying is we have to deal with this now. It's going to get worse, but people are not looking to the future. The news is just telling you garbage. We tell you this is going on. This is what it means. This is where it's going. How can we address it?
Well, I want to invite you down. I'll fly you down here, Gerald, in the next few weeks to come down here and co-host the shows with us and do a whole breakdown of this, because I totally agree with your analysis. You were about 10 years ahead on this, but it's all coming, and the globalists want to use this to flood us and totally control us and use the crisis to end nation states as they exist, and that's not going to even help the third world. I want to help them and help us, but we've got to really understand that globalism is what has helped engineer this and what has helped create it. We have to stop it. What are some of the other trends, real quick, and then I'd love to have you back next week for a full hour.
Yeah. Well, on some high notes, you know, elegance. You know, go back to the Roaring Twenties. I have a photo of my parents, may their souls rest in peace, at their wedding, 1934, height of the Depression. Everybody's dressed to the nines. They worked in factories. They were construction workers.
People need to respect themselves again.
Bring yourself to the highest level as things go down so you don't go down with it. Because this thing's going down. So
you just said have the self-respect of who you are and who your ancestors are. Don't feel bad when everything's hell around you. Don't let that take you over and depress you. Surviving and moving forward is victory.
You got it. Perfectly said. Now, an entrepreneur that sees these trends say, okay, how could I jump on that and make it happen? Again, swing time, the hottest, happiest music America ever knew at the height of the Great Depression. So that's what we're seeing. It's the Roaring Twenties.
Hey, listen, InfoWars is under attack like never before, and it's causing us to innovate and do incredible things. Gerald, amazing. Please join us for a full hour next week to get more into this and take calls. And thank you so much. Again, how do people get a copy of this great magazine?
TrendsJournal.com, TrendsJournal.com, the only magazine like it in the world. Money back guarantee.
TrendsJournal.com and Trends Research takes the same place. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we got several other guests popping up, but I'm going to get to all your calls today, and I appreciate everybody calling in, and I appreciate your point. So let's get one in here before we go to break, and a few more in, and another guest pops in. Who's been holding the longest here? That would be Bart in Pennsylvania. Bart, thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great listening to you. I'm like you. My Savior and Lord is Jesus Christ, and I have all the faith in him, and I know he's going to pull us through this.
Yes.
Remember what Jesus said. It'll get worse than the days before Noah. And if you recall in Genesis, early part of Genesis, why did God get upset when the fallen angels mixed into the human race?
Genetic engineering.
Exactly. They were destroying the human race. And do you think God is going to continue with that?
No.
There's going to be a record.
No, God made us. That is the ultimate sin to God, is manipulating the human genome.
And he will not let that happen. And I have faith that all that will happen. But also Jesus said in Revelation and throughout the gospel.
Mark, don't hang up. Don't hang up. I got one more guest popping in. I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to get to them quickly, but they're very important as well. And then we're going to go calls, boom, 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 to the very end of the show. The Owen Schroeder is popping in. But I promise, callers, there's going to be tons of calls, not just these calls, but everybody at 877-789-2539. The phones are full right now, but after I get to these, you can call in. So nobody hang up. Bart, finish up what you're saying right there. That's why I'm so urgent, is that you can feel God's spirit with this evil and what's happening, and you know it's dangerous. That's why I want the evil to stop. You know what? It's not going to stop, and God's wrath's going to come in.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
His name is Peter DeBrasca. House candidate gives Tucker his case for an all-out immigration moratorium. Oh, absolutely. The Democrats are weaponizing the people coming in. We're going bankrupt. They're trying to break our borders. Absolutely. We need a moratorium. We need it now. The crime waves, all of it is just unbelievable. Here he is talking about it on Tucker.
Pete Dabrowski is a congressional candidate from the state of North Carolina. He has called for a 10-year moratorium on all immigration. He joins us. Pete, thanks so much for coming on tonight. When you say all immigration, do you mean all immigration or is all illegal immigration?
Sure. So, Tucker, it's important that we define what an immigration moratorium is. And in this case, it means no net immigration to the United States. So about 200,000 people leave the United States every year.
Yes.
Bringing in 200,000 legal aliens would be fine. But bottom line, we would like to have no population increase from legal immigration.
Well, you are not.
And then it goes on from there. And he makes his case for that. Here's the deal. The Democrats, the globalists have weaponized the populations. You just heard Gerald Celente. He's a classical liberal. He travels all over the world a lot. He was the best-selling, number one New York Times best-selling author on subjects like this in 1982 and stuff like that. And he's saying that the third world's about to totally collapse. And the Democrats are collapsing cities into third world conditions by design to gain power and control and to make money off the crisis that they manage. Here are some of the headlines dealing with it. Sweden rape, most convicted attackers foreign-born, says government report, BBC. Italian government numbers show 42% of rapes are carried out by migrants alone, not even non-citizens. Swedish couple savagely tortured for hours by Hitler-worshipping Islamist migrant. That's at EuropeWars.com. Mayors ask Trump to import more refugees to U.S. for cultural diversity, say America's too white, too Christian. These are quotes. And admit that they're on welfare, but say that's what we need. Record number of African migrants at U.S.-Mexico border, many of them untested from the Congo where there is Ebola that's now reached the Caribbean. So, Pete Dabrowski joins us, Pete4NC.com. Thank you so much for coming on. Okay, and again, we're very, very excited about all of that, and we're very excited about him coming on. And I appreciate him coming on. Again, he was supposed to be on yesterday, but he's going to be coming on today. Now, before I go any further, though, I want to go back to that Tucker piece with him and play some more of it. And then we're going to go back to Bart and then all the other callers. We're going to get to every single one of them here on the list. David, Tyler, Bobby, Dennis, Danny, Nick, Ryan, Tyler, Gordon, and others here in just a moment. But first, I just wanted to get to that stack of news that I hadn't got to yet because it just illustrates everything that he is saying, that Pete's saying, and that's what Gerald Celente is saying, because it's the truth. And the UN says they are carrying this out, and they say it is their plan. So here's more of him on Tucker, then we'll go to your calls.
But bottom line, we would like to have no population increase from legal immigration. You are not allowed to say that. So the left has decided, because the left controls the terms that the right uses, as you know, and the right goes along with this.
Yep.
And you're allowed to say under duress that you're against illegal immigration, but you're never allowed to say that there should be some absolute cap. Why are you saying that?
Well, those are the old party rules, Tucker, and I think that there's a new Republican Party in town. It's people like myself who are, you know, younger and less controlled by, should we say, the conservative ink crowd or maybe the donor class in Washington, D.C., and the political elites. We understand the game. We understand that the Chamber of Commerce has bought and paid for our congresspeople, and we understand that it has bought and paid for organizations like Turning Point USA. We understand it has bought and paid for media outlets like the Daily Wire, for example, who are not meaningfully conservative in any way, who can never be trusted to conserve anything.
So tell me what your rationale is, though. I mean, they're going to attack you probably on a bunch of different levels for saying this. Why should people agree with your idea?
Well, Tucker, I mean, when you think about why the situation that we have economically in America, where the working class continues to dwindle, legal immigration is not helping us in this scenario. So we're bringing in roughly 1 million legal immigrants a year in various visa programs and via green cards. And these folks are increasingly taking jobs, not just from working class Americans, you know, like we do with the sort of farm visas like you were just discussing,
yes.
But increasingly from middle class Americans, too. So we're I mean, Congress, even Republicans in Congress, supposed conservatives, are lobbying right now to increase high-skilled tech visas.
That's right, and he's going to be again with us next hour. I'm going to your calls, but the reason I wanted to raise this is I see the articles out of Europe every day, and I don't cover them because I've already read them, I've already looked at them, and they make me so upset that I tend to not go back to them. It's not really a conscious thing. It's that it's so upsetting, it's so ridiculous, it's so crazy, you can't believe it. Like, everybody sees it happened 5 years ago, 4 years ago, the footage of the old Italian man at his little family-owned hotel they'd owned for 200 years, only held 20 rooms, so 40, 50 people could stay there, little bitty restaurant by the sea, and they bring in African migrants who illegally landed on the beach, and the federal police are laughing while the old man cries, and the tenants are thrown out and given their money back. There's hours of this on Italian TV, and the illegal aliens move into his hotel. Well, I mean, I saw this week where in Sweden, they're kicking people out of their old folks' Section 8 housing, welfare housing, saying, oh, the toilets weren't green enough. They were a centimeter too small. And they just use that as the cover to move the Islamicist military-age men in. And I see these articles every day. And then articles about how we should praise and love the Islamicists. When we go to their countries, they don't give us crap. Except kill you if you don't convert. It's crazy. But this is the authoritarianism of these people. So I'm going to go to Bart. I'm going to go to everybody here in just a moment. But here's another article on this. CIS.org. 63% of non-citizen households access welfare programs in the United States. It's over 80% in Europe of these Islamic illegal aliens. And again, I'll tell you, people from Mexico and other places try to assimilate. Mexico's a war zone now. Its population's exploded. There's big problems. But Islamicists out of the Middle East are like cancer when you bring them in. And the third world, I mean, they don't let Islamicists move into places in the third world because they're not stupid. They have some form of tribalism to protect themselves. So this is a UN plan. I know everybody knows it, but we need to make a big deal about it. Okay, I want to get back into impeachment. I want to get back into the articles. I want to get back into your calls. I want to do it all. I'm not going to plug next segment. I'm going to do it just a minute and a half left here. Ladies and gentlemen, our big sale, we got a lot of big sales going in, free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And it is your Christmas shopping with us that helps us continue on and do a lot of amazing things like you saw with Owen in Congress. And we'll be at the Trump rally tonight. We're got reporters all over the U.S. And we're just so many times the outlet that breaks the big news. That's why they're trying to shut us down. Well, we have the Real Red Pill and the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus just has three forms of good, healthy, added energy in it. And it has vitamins, minerals, but then preglinone, which, again, the system tries to suppress. We have the good form of preglinone. It's the basis of all the hormones in the body. It's over the counter, but they're moving to try to stop that. Been around for 100 years. They really suppress it. Get a bottle of this for $29.95. That is very close to cost. It's like $20 a bottle for us. And then you will get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed with it, ladies and gentlemen. And that is a big, big, big deal. Selenium, if you don't have selenium, you die. It's electrochemical. It's what all the cells use to operate. So you add that with the preglinone, the vitamins, the minerals. It is an explosive combination. You want to go next level, this is it. Be careful. Consult your physician because this isn't a game. We sell hardcore real stuff. It's one of our big sales at InfoWarsStore.com, and great for you, great for a gift, and we're selling out of all the big inventory to fund into next year, so please take action at InfoWarsStore.com. I will come back, and I'll take five calls in the next segment. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Waging war. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's move quickly through your calls because I don't get to a lot of them. Bart was talking about God's spirit, what can be done against the globalists. Finish up the points you were making, Bart. I appreciate you holding.
Well, what I mean about the globalists is if you look back in the Bible and read it, and through all the Gospels, what Jesus keeps reminding us is, ye of little faith. I mean, you got to have faith in the Lord that he's going to be protecting us and taking us through. Yes, we're going to have some hard times. But just go back to the beginning at Genesis when the fallen angels try to corrupt the human race. And God interfered, and that's why the flood of Noah came. And then after Noah made the sacrifice, he told man to eat meat. Man was a vegetarian before that. What are we hearing now today? Oh, not to eat meat, not to do this. And all the corruption of the defile sex going on in the days of Noah is coming back with these drag queen reading in the library.
Well, you know, the drag queens are the priesthood. They're men in demonic clown outfits is what Satan is actually wearing their events. And then they are the priesthood, and then our children are given to them, and then they teach them perversion, and it's all done out in the open. You're absolutely right. And if you read the Bible, and then you go back and study what those civilizations were doing, the Bible says they were being taught this by fallen entities from space. And then now we see it all repeating. I appreciate your call, Bart. Great points. Make no mistake, we've never been in Kansas. This planet, you know, the archetype Kansas is calm and nice, and then you go to the magic world and the Emerald Castle and all the rest of it. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. And the establishment knows that, and they bet on the wrong team. They bet on the wrong honcho. Let's go ahead and go to more calls here. Up next is David in Washington State. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Quick comment. I've been using TurboForce, and I'll tell you what, I got everybody around me hooked on it. Stuff is amazing. Truly amazing.
Tell me what you think of TurboForce, because I went to like four or five big top places. I got a famous nutrition developer, well-known person. If you're into that, he's a household name. And we paid him a lot of money. He didn't want his name on it because of how we got attacked. But I said, I really want, if companies would put more money into something, because most companies put almost nothing into it and still works really great, you know, similar things. This has more of the natural energy ingredients, more of the enzymes, however it all works. I mean, we put more into TurboForce than anybody else does. It's really 10-hour clean energy. What did TurboForce do for you?
Okay. All right. So first off, Will Johnson was right. You've got to use orange juice, and if not, pineapple juice, two best things you can ever use, okay? Second off, a lot of the products, to be honest, don't work for me, but this one was like, I gave it to a friend as a guinea pig because I was like, oh, I'm not sure if it's going to work. It worked, and, I run heavy equipment. It keeps me awake all day long. I have no problem. I don't feel tired. I can sit there and run the equipment. As a matter of fact, I'm doing that right now. But, I love it. I mean, it's the one product, this one, and the new BrainForce Plus, which the first BrainForce Plus didn't work for me at all. This one works, and I'm actually kind of happy.
Well, the reason sometimes Knockout works better, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes BrainForce Plus works better, sometimes it doesn't, is these are real organic, high-quality sourcing and compounds, and sometimes the herbs aren't as strong as the next batch. It's kind of like sometimes you go get cherries at the store and it's the same company. Everything may taste really good. Sometimes they look good but don't taste good, you know, or they look bad but taste great. I mean, these are real formulas. So, and they're natural and they're organic. And so that's why they're going to vary batch to batch. So God bless you. What's your point on the IG report I see you wanted to get into?
Two things. First off, the IG report, listen. Everybody, you know, you'd have to be living in a hole in the wall if you didn't see this one coming. I mean, honestly, you know, the whole deck stacked against Trump, it doesn't really matter. You know, I mean, we as a citizens, you know, we could do something, but really, I see it all day long. People, oh, I want to do this, or oh, I want to do that. But no one stands up anymore. Everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid. We're, you know
I'm glad you raised this because I wanted to come in here on Friday and Monday and say this, and I was all ready to talk about it and really thought about it and was all hyped up, and then I forgot. So let me just briefly say something about this and then hopefully do a whole show on it and take calls on just this subject. Everyone's calling what Owen did the most brave thing they ever saw. Come on, firefighters going in, collapsing buildings, rescue divers and the people that went into those caves in Malaysia to get all those kids out. I mean, that is scarier than hell and super dangerous, and what, three or four divers died. Now, that's going into a situation where you got probably a 5% chance to die every dive. You do 20, 30 missions. I mean, you know, B-17 pilots, half of them were dying in World War II over Germany. I mean, there are certain, you know, things where you know you're about to die and you still do it. But just going in and standing up to criminals and getting arrested and maybe paying a $1,000 fine, that's important, and Owen did it, and he's awesome. But exactly, how have people gotten so cowed where they're afraid of what's going to happen to them? That's called living in tyranny, and that's what you ought to be scared of, is the end product of laying down means you're a slave. Keep going.
I don't tell anybody that I voted. Because, you know, where I live, you know, you just don't say it. You know,
then they'll say, who'd you vote for? And then they'll attack you. And again, because we got to get in the habit of getting used to being attacked. I love it when leftists get in my face now, because when I'm done, they got their tail between their legs. But keep going.
Can I say one really important
thing? Sure, go ahead.
That really upsets me, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be completely frank. You know what aggravates me most about you? And I'm sorry, I hate to break this to you, but when you sit there and tell people that I can't do this anymore, you know, that's like crushing us. When we hear you sit there and say, oh, well, you know, I just can't do this anymore, I got to give up. You know, believe it or not, you say the audience is, you know, is the power. But reality is you give the audience the word. You give us the...
David, let me just stop right there. Here's the problem. When I get super angry and when they literally hand me stacks of news, so many stories of them teaching pedophilia to children in schools, so many stories of them cutting three-year-olds' balls off now that I will say I can't take it anymore because I'm about to turn the desk over. A minute later, I'm okay. I'm not scripted. What I'm saying, I really feel. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I'm very extroverted when it comes to that. I don't mean it, but you're right. But, I mean, sometimes, like 3-4 hours into the show, what I'm really saying is, man, I want to start killing people. That's what that means, is I can't do this anymore because I start thinking about being violent. And I'm not going to be violent. I'm just saying that's what that really means, okay? Is at a certain point, they got it all set up where if we get violent, they're going to say we're the bad guys, even though they're the violent people with the vaccines and the GMOs and the hurting children and destroying their futures and all the corruption and all the things they do. And so when I say that, it means as a man, I'm redlining like a race car engine. So I apologize. You're absolutely right, David. I'm going to jump. I will not say I can't take it anymore. I'm going to quit. What I mean is I'm not giving up. It means I need a vacation. Okay, and it's not in a bad way. It's like all I do is work now. And I just need to not be as aggressive is what I'm saying, okay, because that's what it comes down to. Now let's go to Danny in Oregon and then Gordon in Hawaii. Danny, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. You know, I agree with you there as far as people calling in to tell you that it's brave what Owen did. I mean, It's just what anybody and everybody should be doing at this point. I'm surprised it took that long for somebody to stand up and start yelling at the...
Yeah, why is it always InfoWars? Literally, and again, I'm not taking away from Owen, but now this is a revolutionary act to tell a rogue group of criminals that have been caught lying to us over and over again and trying to sabotage our country, that say they hate America and tell us we suck, to stand up and say, you're the treasonous traitor. You're the one committing the crimes, when law professors told them to their faces. That's what everyone should be doing. And that's what I keep saying. It's not extraordinary to say John Hopkins is now doing sex reassignments on three-year-olds. Okay? That's a damn criminal action. And it's not normal to sit here and put up with it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I agree with you. I'm just, I am extremely mad. And you know, I feel it's that feeling in your spirit when you're just around so much evil, just kind of bubbling up, and it's just, I got to direct it somewhere.
Well, that's it. And so we're not going to get violent, and we don't support offensive violence because they're going to spin it against us. Even though these globalists are carrying out violence against us, we're going to expose what they're doing, and we're going to stop laying down to them, and that's how we're going to do it. You agree with me?
Yeah, I agree with you absolutely, Alex. And, you know, I just I hope that everybody and more people will take the inspiration and get up and do something about it. You know, I'm doing what I can. You know, it's hard. I understand everybody says the same thing. They say, oh, well, you guys can do it, but I have a full-time job. Well, everybody has a full-time job.
Well, that's it, Danny. And we all get frustrated because we know about the evil and it should be reversed. But the good news is at least we're talking about it. At least we're trying to censor us because we're effective. God bless you, Danny. Thank you. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing,
manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.